John, definitely not the outcome that you wanted. I guess job number one is pick the players up, but pick yourself up, perhaps.
Well, firstly, I'd like to start by congratulating Michael Appleton and Darrell Clark. You know, it's been a really hard-fought campaign. And they've finished ahead of us, and deservedly so. And so I'd like to wish them well. Wish them well in League One next year, and really hope they enjoy the night. I think too much was made of it this week about us already being up. And my biggest fears came home to roost today. I knew that they were going to be difficult to break down, Stephen. I didn't think they'd play as defensively as they did. And it's no one's fault, but just the pitch has absolutely killed us today. You know, it just wasn't conducive to the football that we play. And you know, it's no one's fault but the elements. But if it had rained, I think we'd have had a chance. And that's not making excuses. But we just couldn't pass the ball today yet. Every pass was taking three touches to control. We couldn't move the ball quickly. We created chances with the Woodsworth three times. But they've come to do a job, and they'll feel as though they deserve the point, which they probably did. And we have to go again. You know, I am quite a positive person. I'm hurting now, but on Monday we'll be bright and bubbly, and we'll formulate a plan to try and go and deal with Wimbledon, who have had a fantastic close end to the season, and it's going to be tough. But everything we do in life seems to be at Accrington is tough. We never do things the easy way, but it's very difficult to be too hard on the players, because we've got 85 points, which is 2 or 3 years ago would have won you the league. And to go out on goal difference. And the irony is we're playing Wimbledon, the place where we had 2 points robbed off us. So football's a funny game, and it can be a career mistake. It can be brilliant. You know, we've experienced highs last week. We've experienced lows today. That's football.
I know you've been guarding against it all week, this feeling that people were coming for a party and all that kind of thing. Was it in people's heads coming into the game?
I don't think it was in the players' heads. I think it was in the fans' heads. But, you know, I've been in football long enough to know that the minute we never let our guard down today. I mean, our keeper hasn't made a save. How many times have I said that? So, you know, I just wish we'd have worked our keeper a bit more. That was disappointing, but you know, it's always difficult at the end of the season, the games, the way the pitches go. It wasn't our day today, but it could be our day next week.
It's not every day you hit the bar three times and end up drawing 0-0, was it?
Well, the sickening thing is that's the first time we haven't scored at home this season, and for it to be on such the biggest game in the club's history, that's the hard thing to take, you know. Still scratching my head thinking how shaved McCartan's head is actually at the bar. But that's footy.
And we talked about picking people up. You've got a game to prepare for. Is it just business as usual now? Have you just got to carry on?
It's got to be, hasn't it? Cancel the holidays. We've got a good group of players in there. They are hurt at the moment. They're probably needing an arm now and on Monday. But, you know, we have to come up with a plan that gives us the best chance of qualifying for Wembley. And for a club of this magnitude never to have been at Wembley, maybe it's written in the stars, maybe it's fate.
Attendance record broken today. What's the message to those people that have come today, knowing that there's two and hopefully three more games?
Don't be too disappointed. We can play better now, we will play better than that. I'm starting to get worried, because every time we break an attendance record, we don't win. So I'm starting to get worried about that. But we can play better. And don't judge us on that. That's my message.